Welcome to the AMA Resource People podcast, COVID-19 edition for Monday, the 30th of March, 2020. This podcast provides short question and answer style information for employers on workforce and employment matters. The information on this podcast is general in nature and does not take into consideration your organisation's or personal situation. I'm Tara Diamond and I'm joined by my AMA colleagues, Tom Reid, Head of Policy and Public Affairs, and Ben O'Brien, Head of Workplace Relations. Let's get stuck straight into the questions. Tom, there's been increased travel restrictions affecting companies with interstate FIFO workforces. Can you provide an overview of what's been announced and what's being mooted?
Yeah, that's right, Tara. So last week, AMA provided our members with an update on all of the border control measures across each state and territory. And this included a template letter to assist with moving essential workers between states. Now, this was consistent with the policies of last week, but it's quite clear that this is very fast moving. So just over the past 24 hours, it's become apparent that some of the states are set to significantly increase their respective travel restrictions. And this includes removing that exemption that had previously applied to FIFO workforces. That's quite a concern and will have a big impact on our sector, given that people coming in and out of states and territories will likely have to observe that mandatory 14 days self-isolation period. There hasn't been any formal announcements right now. However, I understand the Queensland government is in an announcement as we speak, as is the Northern Territory, and they're both flagging that stricter border control measures will come in place from last week. Queensland, New South Wales likely to come in on Friday, Northern Territory also on Friday. Now, the South Australian government did circulate around some advice over the weekend, flagging that greater restrictions are coming in for that state as well, and some specific advice from the Minister for Mines and Resources indicated that FIFO workforces of the nature that we have been, I guess, living with and experiencing for decades now, will no longer cease to be as long as these restrictions are in place. In terms of Western Australia, which is obviously a huge one for our members, no formal announcement has come down just yet, although that could change by the time the day is over. But again, it's been widely reported that the state will increase its border controls over the next couple of days. Already, the state has got a blanket ban on any FIFO employees coming in from New South Wales, obviously given the high levels of COVID-19 cases in that state. It's expected that a similar announcement will come that essentially West Australia's border will be a hard closed border. Now, I have been in contact with some of the senior people in Minister Bill Johnston's office today, and they have assured AMA and our members that intrastate travel, that there's no plans on putting further restrictions on intrastate travel in Western Australia outside of those designated regions for remote Aboriginal communities, which had already come in into effect last week. So, look, there's a number of practical considerations to really get into on the basis of these stricter border controls. And I think I'll leave that up to Ben to get into.
Thanks for the update, Tom. It certainly is moving pretty quickly. Ben, what can interstate FIFO employers practically do about these increased restrictions?
Well, I think the practical effect of what's about to happen or what is likely to happen is that people will now start actively considering whether or not they can relocate interstate employees into WA or into the state or territory where they're performing their work, just on a temporary basis, of course, in order to avoid having to quarantine for 14 days before starting work at the start of their roster. Now that's something for employers and for employees, which as a matter of practicality, some people will be able to do, but others will not, especially given the circumstances that everybody is operating in at the moment. So where it's not a practical solution, then people do need to start turning their attention to the types of rosters that they are using. If people are using, say, in onshore mining operations, rosters that look like an 8 and 6 roster, 8 days on and 6 days off, those types of roster arrangements would no longer be practical using a FIFO workforce. So that puts employers in a situation where they may have to consider using only people who are based locally, or alternatively, taking steps to amend their rosters to a more practical type of roster in these circumstances, which would be at the very least a kind of a 14-day on or 14-day off even time roster. There's a few things that come into consideration when people are looking to change rosters. It can be done under the relevant awards, and there is some flexibility there for people to be able to make those types of changes. But where enterprise agreements are in place, they are much, much harder to vary or to change. And some enterprise agreements are quite prescriptive about the types of rosters that may or may not be worked. And that's a real difficulty for some employers who have got themselves into a situation where they're working with a restrictive enterprise agreement, and they may need to change the roster that's set out for them. There aren't many options for people in that circumstance beyond seeking a variation of their enterprise agreement, or alternatively, a termination of their enterprise agreement in order to revert to the underlying modern award.
Thanks, Ben. There's certainly lots to think about as employers, you know, navigate these new restrictions coming in. On Saturday, Tom, there was an announcement by the Fair Work Commission in relation to the Clarks Award. Do you mind giving our listeners an update of what happened?
Yeah, sure. So last week, a number of industry and union parties jointly applied for a variation to the Clarks Private Sector Award. Now, that's been approved by a full bench of the Fair Work Commission on Saturday. What this has done is it inserted a schedule of special conditions intended to assist employers and employees through the COVID-19 pandemic. The special conditions will operate until the 30th of June, and they include things like flexibility around the range of duties employees can perform, flexibilities around minimum shift lengths and working hours, temporary reductions in working hours in a workplace or a section of the workplace where at least 75% of the workforce has agreed. A few other things like capacity for employees to take longer period of annual leave at proportionally reduced pay, and also capacity for employers to close operations whilst their employees are on leave, and they can direct them to take annual leave having regard to their personal circumstances. So look, this variation is fairly good news in the sense that you've got the commission working with employers and unions to get in place a raft of flexibilities to a pretty broadly applying award to assist the business community with getting through some of the really unprecedented business impacts that we're seeing.
And Ben, what does this mean for resource and energy employers?
Well, it means that for their office clerical and admin staff, it is certainly much easier for those people to now perform work from home if there's work for them to perform. So, for example, the expanded span of hours where people can do their ordinary hours of work is very useful in terms of working around people's other caring and family responsibilities. So being able to work your ordinary hours after 6 p.m. all the way through to 11 p.m. Is a very useful additional flexibility at the moment, as well as things like agreeing with people that they can take accrued annual leave at half pay in order to take twice as much time away from work is also another quite useful flexibility that's been introduced.
Thanks, Ben. And I've got a last question for you before we wrap up today. What are the most common requests coming into AMA at the moment are related to annual leave, leave without pay and stand down. Can you talk our listeners through where the industry's at in relation to those different types of leavers in terms of the cost of labour, particularly in relation to these additional travel restrictions?
Well, certainly our members are looking at all of those options at the moment. in order to manage the current circumstances. What we'd encourage people to do is to look at those options on a sliding scale, and to begin looking at things like employees using accrued paid leave, whether that's annual leave or long service leave, using those types of mechanisms in the first instance, and then moving to considerations and discussions around potentially employees taking leave without pay. And once those discussions have been had or exhausted, or whether they may in fact be impractical in the circumstances, that's really when an employer has to consider whether to move to a more difficult decision around standing employees down without pay. The current circumstances are such that I think most employers would be able to activate a stand down mechanism, depending, of course, on the arrangements they have in place in employment contracts and potentially enterprise agreements. And then, of course, beyond that, considering also things such as restructuring their workforce and, unfortunately, affecting redundancies. So they are all options which our members and others are considering at the moment. And I think the best way for people to approach that is to really work down through the levels of optionality there, starting at leave and going down through to stand down and then the other option.
Thanks for that overview, Ben. And we'll leave it there for today. If you have any questions that you'd like to put to us at this podcast, please email them through at membership@ama.org.au. And we'll be back tomorrow with more questions as the situation unfolds in relation to employment and workforce matters. Thanks very much.